Presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Oh my God, guys, I got on at the last minute. I never do that. But it's been kind of a weird day because I had a surgical procedure. I had an epidural steroid injection in my back this morning, and I got propofol, and I'm like, it's taking me a little time to like get my brain back in order, and the baseline ain't good because I'm old, but that's okay because we
get you out of the pain.
We don't care. We are going to have a splendid radio show tonight. We have Michael Ginsberg and his, wing woman, Faith Hoffner, right? And Michael's kind of cool. Yeah. Michael's kind of cool. He's a spiritual teacher. He's an author. He's a healer. And he's a life health reader, which I think is really interesting. The dude's been doing this for 35 years. And kind of like Tammy DeMersa, spirit flows through him when he's trying to heal others or help them grow, expand, and just basically hold in more light. And that's what we really want to do. So he's had a lot of training, practice in transcending all suffering. Oh, my God. I wish I had heard about this a long time ago. And so he's going to help us find the best way to change our existence and, I guess, to transcend suffering. But I'll let him explain, too. And hopefully, and I think he will explain to us, in transcending suffering dummies, whatever, easy to understand way how we can get rid of these patterns that we have over and over. Like my pattern was betrayal. I love helping people only to have them betray me. I help them unconditionally, but betrayal, betrayal, betrayal. And so that's been something that Kim Boyd with her quantum healing has helped me with. So, Michael has designed a spiritual healing service called Walk Down the Light in the Healing Garden. Interesting title. And so he's using this powerful divine spiritual current, and he shows people what the spirit is, clears the blocks of bound energy. Oh, yeah, rooter that shit out of there, Michael. Really?
Just get it out
and
of there.
And releases the long-held emotions that cause. I mean, long-held emotions, we keep it in. It causes so much suffering. So he's a speaker who teaches people to understand who and what they are. That's a biggie. I think it's one of the main things we're here to learn, who and what we are. And we are love. And we are here to remember that. So he's finished up his new book, A Path to Freedom, The Awakening. And hopefully he will share when that is publicized. And he will discuss it on the show. And I guess he'll help us answer the most profound question. How do we find out who we are and what we are doing on the earthly plane? So anyway, and then hopefully if we have time, he's going to transmit a powerful energy that's going to be felt over the airwaves, right? And then maybe we'll have time for a short life health reading and take calls from listeners along with Eric and Faith, and who I've known for years. Hopefully she'll chime in too. So anyway, and Michelle Gray is going to be a big part of all this because she's going to channel Eric, et cetera. So take it away, Michael. It's all yours.
Okay. So just want to make sure we didn't have any bleed over on the line, which we do. So if that phone goes over there,
that?
That's better.
Wait, what's
there's
bleed
a,
over?
Like a echo with another phone close by, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We just took care of it.
Yeah,
we took care of that.
All right.
Okay, so yes, when we're talking about looking for a teacher or finding a class or talking to some friends about things that are bothering us, what we're really looking to do is say, hey, we need to make a change in our life, but we don't know exactly what that change ought to be, but we need to do something different than what we're doing.
Yeah.
So,
right.
When we're going to do something different, we have to understand what our options are. The only way we can understand what our options are is if we can feel. See, the biggest thing that people aren't doing, Lisa, is feeling. And when
start
to feel.
Oh, my God. You're so right, Michael, because that's what Eric says. He says we are emotional beings. We're supposed to feel first, think second. So feel an emotion, create a thought based on that, and then create a choice based on that. But no, we use our logical minds. We think a thought. We let that evoke an emotion, and we let that emotion create a thought. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You see, what happens is if you have a limited emotion, like anger, fear, sorrow, jealousy, those are all love stops short of infinity because there's only love. So then that's a modification of the greatest energy there is, which is love, which is the divine energy. See?
Yeah. Okay.
So what we want to do is feel to the extent that we understand ourselves and that we get out of the mind. See, the mind is the thief of our happiness. The mind makes
the
difference.
I love that. That's a very profound saying. But before I forget, because I've been on propofol, I want to give a shout out to Oak Bend Surgical Center, Sandra. Maybe it's Sharon, but I think it's Sandra. But I was on propofol, so I can't help it. I love you, and thanks for making the whole thing okay. And yeah, hey, Marion too. Sorry, Michael. I had to do that because I will forget, and I think she's listening. And I don't want her to give up on me. All right.
Well, I don't want her to give up on you either.
No, of course not.
So as I was saying, the biggest thing that people are trying to figure out is who they are and what they're supposed to do. Now, if you look at it conventionally, you figure out you're supposed to be a doctor, a lawyer, a surgeon, a garbage collector, whatever it is. But that's not who you are. That's what you are. And see, when the mind starts to label who you are, that's when you get pigeonholed into the patterns that begin to arise and cause a lot of difficulty for you.
I agree.
And those patterns recycle over and over and over from past lives. And as soon as you're born, you get those patterns going right away. And all of a sudden you go like, man, I can't believe I can't get rid of this habit. I can't get rid of this tendency. And instead of getting rid of it, you start getting more and more tendencies or karma added to you because you're not feeling the ones that you already have. So you see,
that's
the process is to get clear on what you're feeling, what you're dealing with, what the pattern is, why you have a particular partner in your life, why you keep experiencing this other thing over and over and over again. And you begin to understand that you're not really in charge of anything.
Yeah. Who is? Are you saying we should be in charge of everything?
No, we should not be in charge of anything.
We should be dependent
on the divine source for everything, meaning that everything is connected as the divine because it is only the divine. So that's really what people are looking for. They're looking to find the reality that never changes, that doesn't have any pain in it. And people think you can do that with the conditional vehicle of the body mind, and you cannot.
What do you mean? Can you explain that?
Sure. You can't perfect your body and your mind. The body is in space and the mind is in time. Okay. They don't go together. Number one. And number two, you can't perfect either one of them. And, I take a strong position on that after 35 years of practicing and understanding that it's not possible to perfect them, nor is it necessary to perfect them to realize the condition in which everything exists in.
But, we are whole and part of the divine. So can these patterns also come from future lives? I mean, there's no real time. So is it just past lives that had that bleed through of patterns?
Well, since there's no time, I mean, you could project something into the future and that could become something that you're going to be living for sure.
Okay.
But mostly we're dealing with the past lives and we're dealing with the karmas that we haven't really come to grips with at a feeling level. And people are really running. You know, a lot of people don't even want to stay in the body. They want to get out of the body and get away from what they feel.
Oh, yeah. Does that have anything to do with spiritual DNA, which I barely have a grasp on, but I'm going to Well, it's out there.
Spiritual DNA, we'll call it the spiritual gene. Some people are more predisposed to it, but everybody is only that. So every individual heart that's walking around is only the divine. So the heart of every being is in the one great heart in which everything exists in. And this is the thing that people are ready to understand at this time on the earth, is that there's only one energy for everything.
Yeah. And that's love, right?
Sure. That's right. That's love. That's why anger is love, stop short of infinity, and so forth and so on. But the thing is, we're limited to what we understand about ourselves because we will not embrace ourselves as we are. So we're actually running away from ourselves through consolation, through different kinds of things that make us feel better about ourselves, rather than really digging into what we really need to feel. Because what we really need to feel is the anger, the fear, the suffering, the sorrow, the jealousy, the not being good enough. All these things are being transmitted out from our body in the seat of the subconscious, right in the solar plexus. You see, Elisa? And because that's happening, we're transmitting that out wherever we go. We go to a play, we go to a dinner, we go to a ball game, we take a class. Everybody's transmitting their own vibration, which is a modification of the spirit. It's not the full spirit energy or spirit current. It's a modification of it. And that modification of it becomes delusional, and it's an illusion. And that illusion is what you think is real. And so you're paying attention to something that's not real. Like we're looking at a chair. We say, that's a chair. Well, it's not really a chair. It's just energy.
Yeah. And you perceive it as a chair. So,
Well, conventionally, it's a chair, but not spiritually.
Yeah, conventionally, it's a chair. So, are these unhealthy patterns and the suffering, is that, you know, our higher self telling us, you got to deal with this shit? Or otherwise,
it
will continue? Yeah. So, you got the feeling.
Or an accident,
so,
for instance.
Huh?
Sorry, please. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead. You are the man of the hour. No.
And I appreciate you having me on.
We love you. I'm glad you're here. I'm learning so much already.
So what happens is you have the energies of the patterns, and then it dictates what your movements are going to be in the physical plane, an accident, a poisoning, a breakup. Whatever it is that you're not dealing with, that's a bound energy in the body. Like I like the what's that therapy that they do? It's called the body code, the emotion code.
Right.
See, the emotion code.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of that? Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
That's a profound thing.
The Grinberg method.
Some crap that...
The Grinberg method is like body work too, which is kind of cool.
Exactly. So you know you're working through some of those
Ginsburg.
Bound energy.
Not Ginsburg.
Not Ginsburg. You're Grinberg.
Yeah.
No, so you work through these bound energies, right? But now if you take it to the higher level and you take it to completion, which we want to do in this conversation today for everybody, what you need to understand is that your movements in the earth are being dictated by these unconscious, pernicious, suffering, vicious cycle patterns that you never get free of. And you keep adding to them because you simply won't face yourself as you are. But if you just sit down in the chair and you don't take a phone call and you don't get on the computer and you don't say this and you don't get a glass of water and you just sit there, and we take all the legs away from you, all your support, everything you're used to doing, you'll start feeling some serious stuff inside yourself that you've never felt before. And you don't want to feel that. And that's what you have to do. And as a spiritual teacher, I help people feel that, get in touch with it, and transcend it through various sundry processes that I do with them. And when the people start to move into those feelings that they thought were so bad, they simply are just like a small puddle instead of an ocean of suffering. Like in the Hindu tradition, they say that there's Maya, and it's just an ocean of Maya or illusion that the divine goddess or the mother energy is veiling consciousness itself, or what we call that which moves and does not move, because the radiance of the light is what moves, but consciousness does not move. It remains fixed, and everything exists within it. Our bodies, our problems, our homes, our cars, objects, things, other states of being, subjective, objective, the whole thing exists within that consciousness. And when you get in touch with consciousness, because you're moving into feelings and you're taking them to infinity, then you move into what we call the current of being. Now, this current of being is just completely free. It's love, blissful, it's happiness, it's joy, it's freedom, it's wisdom, it's heat, it's power, it's intuition. So it's every single thing, and it includes every single plane, every single locus, every single world that ever exists anywhere. So that when you get in touch with the source energy, Elisa, you're free. Because everything is that energy. So then you're not.
Guys, I got dropped off, so I had to call in on my cell phone. I don't know. This never happened before, but it's Mercury retrograde, so what can I say? All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah. Hey, did we miss the best part? No, not yet. There's another part coming.
All right.
No. So what I'm saying is the energy of divine consciousness is being apparently shrouded or hidden by the divine radiance of the mother or the feminine aspect of it. But both are necessary. And when you get in touch with your real feelings and you move to a place where you're allowing a hurt that you've never allowed before to the infinite degree, it turns into joy and love. And there's various people at varying degrees that some want to just make a better life for themselves. Some people want to reach their highest potential. And some people are really stuck in spiritual dogmas and patterns, and they're trying to manipulate energies to get to where I'm talking about. And none of those things are necessary. The only thing that's necessary is that you recognize that you're a feeling being and that you treat people to the greatest degree you can with love, and that's how you grow.
Exactly. Okay, so you finally allow yourself to feel these feelings that you've avoided for, you know, maybe all of your life, anger, frustration,
right,
depression, self-loathing. What do you do with those feelings? Maybe you said it and I was wrong, but because I was tossed off.
Maybe I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. So when you have a feeling, it's lodged somewhere in your body and it's creating a cycle of unliberated life energy. That's a big word, but unliberated life energy is where people get cancer from, where people get diabetes, where people get rashes and psoriasis. So it's unliberated life energy. And when you get in touch with this unliberated life energy, it could do any number of things. You could get a headache. You could have a backache for 7 days. You could pass out. You could become just a bear of a person to deal with. Whatever it is that you're not dealing with, it needs to come out. So when I get people on the healing table, for instance, I put my hands on one of their chakras and I have them take a deep breath and I have them breathe all that suffering into my hand. And then my body takes that from them, but I don't do it as a volitional activity, completely surrendered to the divine spiritual grace. And it just twists me in a ball or it curls me up somehow. And then it's very, very tight, right? And it can feel it, and it's really very tight. Then all of a sudden
it's like the Green Mile guy. Is it kind of like the Green Mile guy?
Yeah, it's like the Green Mile guy, exactly.
Wow.
And then somebody will just shake on the table, or I've seen people's heads just snap, and a bone will snap into place. There's no limit in the divine.
Of course not. But, you know, it's kind of cool because Dr. Andy Hahn has this theory that any, body sensation, like, say, tightness in the throat, that is a story. That is your throat tightness saying a story, like, it's not you, I am the story that needs to be heard. I don't know, I can't remember exactly, but whatever.
No, that's exactly
That didn't
exactly
work
right.
out too well, but,
We're really receiving a lot of stories from ourselves that are stealing all our life energy. And once our life energy is stolen, we're going to be seeking to try to get it back. So now you're back on the wheel. So Dr. Han is exactly right. We're receiving those stories. We're buying them. We're believing them like they're real, see? And then once they're real, we start creating karma around it. But if we were just to slash into it with a sword of discrimination and say, you know what? It's not true. That's a practice I give to people. Hey, I'm lying to myself. It's not true. I'm lying to myself. And all of a sudden you have a revolution
emotional
in
honesty.
Your being.
Emotional honesty is so tough for us humans.
It's unbelievable.
But we got to be brave. And, you know, that takes vulnerability. And vulnerability, our society has taught us that that is a sign of weakness. But it's not. An open heart is courage. You have to have an open heart with others and yourself. Of course, I have too much, so my husband will say when I'm talking to a stranger, why don't you give them your social security number while you're at it? Or whatever. But anyway, he's kicking me.
No, but you have a point there. You have a good point there. Yeah. See, everything is relationship. Think about this for a minute, Lisa. That everything is relationship, and everybody is joined in this relationship. And when there's a separation, you're walking down the street and you see somebody that just kind of looks at you for a minute, then they look away. Well, they feel like they're separate.
Yeah.
That's the first error. That's your first error. If you're going to be a
spiritual
being.
And separation is an illusion. Yeah, separation is an illusion. Yeah.
Remember before we were talking about the divine consciousness, right? Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
The divine consciousness. No, it's fine. It's great. The divine consciousness is shrouded by the divine radiance of the divine mother, okay? And so what people see as a chair or a car or a counter, it's really just energy, but it's appearing in an appearance. It's apparently a counter. But when the divine mother is pulled away and the shroud is gone, the divine mother melts in happiness and love bliss, and there's just consciousness, love bliss, and light. And that happens when you become a spiritual practitioner of whatever practice that you're taking on. You begin to see that you are only love. The more things that you own in yourself, Lisa, the more love that you'll feel in your being, and the more people will feel it from you, and the more that you will grow to hold more light.
That's true. Okay, let me ask you a quick question, and then I would like to get into your book, number one, your the healing thing and the transmission so that we can eventually take callers. But, you know, I have suffered so much in my life with, like, horrible childhood, with homelessness, broken bones, and just a bunch of stuff. I got a trauma list so long, and I'm not a victim, okay? I don't put myself there. But here's how I handle all that. And, you know, it took me a while, but there's always something valuable in these quote-unquote negative experiences. They're not negative. There's no negative or positive. They're all experiences we can learn from. And I think it's really important for people to think, what was the value in this thing that apparently caused me suffering? And for me, for example, my abusive childhood, it was that I learned how to be assertive, I learned how to be compassionate, and I learned how to be nurturing. And I think I probably was a better mother because of that. Otherwise, maybe I would have been a shallow, selfish boor. I don't know. But then once you realize the value, the treasures you receive, then it's like you should express gratitude for it. And once you express gratitude, you can let go of this, you know, something. You can surrender. So what are your thoughts about that? Is it just bullshit? Because it kind of worked for me, but I don't know.
No, it's not bullshit. What I want you to do is take a deep breath. I'm just going to just feel the energy move through here. It's just divine grace.
Okay, done.
So at the bottom of your spine on the right side, there's energy that's not moving.
That's true.
And it's been right. So it's been that way off and on. Yeah. And so I'm really just basically tuning into it, but sending healing energy there right now. But I'm not actually doing it. I just let the spirit take over the body to, you know, make that happen. And so to answer your other question, it is something that teaches you something. And what it teaches you is more surrender, more acceptance, more relationship with the illness. You see, that's, I've had a lot of illnesses myself. I've had a lot of things that have gone wrong. I've had some accidents. And the biggest thing in recuperation is relationship with the thing that's been not good for you. See, most people are like, oh, I see. So what you're saying is right. Most people are like, oh, no, I can't feel that. That's, you know, it's too much, or I'm going to shut it off. Or,
yeah.
No, but so what you're saying is true. And I agree with you that it's probably taught you many lessons. And these lessons have probably enriched your life in a way in which you come to relate better to the human body and better to all kinds of other people as a result of some of the things that you've learned.
True. But also, you know, I think in life, you're right. We can't control, you know, things. I mean, but I think that we can shift our perspective so that we are playing the game of chess, and we are the chess player, moving the pawns around to our benefit, not controlling them, but like, you know, learning, you know, using them to learn valuable lessons, et cetera, instead of what most people do, and that is remaining as a pawn and feeling like a victim, and life is moving them around.
Wow, that's a great comment. Listen to this. Life is like a checkerboard.
Oh, I didn't think of it. It was Eric, okay? I can't take credit for
that. Oh, thank you for that, Eric. Life is like a checkerboard, right? And there's a great mirror.
Yeah.
Okay, this great mirror is the universe.
Yeah.
It has no center, it has no edges and no bounds. It's just infinite in every direction, right? Now, the ego is on the checkerboard making moves, and it's making all these moves, and it's having it reflected to itself moment by moment, right? And none of it's real. It's an illusion. It's an illusion of the mind.
Yes.
So you have to transcend the mind.
Time is, mind is time. That's right. Okay. I remember. Okay. Good.
Right. So the you have to transcend the mind, but you can't use the mind to transcend the mind. See, so people don't want to bring an end to themselves because they're the ones that decide they're going to get up in the morning. They're the ones that decide they're making eggs. They're the ones that decide they're going to pay a bill. So they feel like they have control. But they really don't have any control because we don't even know what things are. We don't know much.
That's true.
You know, we're really in a place that different things happen and they keep happening to us.
Well, can talk for you and I and Faith, who we can get on again later if you want. We could spend hours in future radio shows or Zoom sessions with this. But I do want to talk about the book and also, just start off with your book. Let's talk about that. When it's going to be published, again, it's called Walk Down the Light in the Healing Garden.
That's my healing service, but that's not the name of the book. That's my healing service.
Oh, God dang it. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? It's no problem. We appreciate you having us on.
Thank you so much.
It's
a path to freedom, the awakening. Hey, I'm trying to get over the propofol Michael Jackson drug, so give me a break. I'm kidding. But go ahead.
Faith is trying to say hello. She's coming on.
You're welcome. A Path to Freedom, The Awakening. When will it be available? And tell us a bit about it.
It's probably going to be available in about 6 weeks. It's just an amazing odyssey that runs me through 25 years of spiritual practice and the people that I met. And the narrative waves and weaves its way around the ego and how I transcended the ego in each and every stage. And what I understood and what the practice was for me and what it meant to me and how I helped other people along the way.
Mm.
And at some point when I awakened to the condition beyond the ego, then and only then could I know that I was ready to serve humanity. Because when you're a channel, like I was for many years, and a lot of other things that I did in spirituality, I was manipulating these energies, but I was still on the other side of the bar of enlightenment. And once I had gone beyond that process, which happened over a 25-year period of time, then I could feel consciousness and love bliss. And the book talks all about what it took, moment-to-moment practice, moment-to-moment addressing the ego, moment-to-moment taking things away from myself that I enjoyed just to see what kind of feelings were going to come up, moment-to-moment love that I shared with people that helped them out on the path. You know, I lived with different people. I lived in an ashram. I was on retreat with a spiritual master who gave me what we call diksha, which was just a profound thing. And I've talked about my master
I can't wait to read this book. You know, if you want to send me the PDF or whatever, or when it's finished, I can, you know, do a review and, you know, put it on the recommended whatever, or write a jacket blurb or whatever. But let me ask you one question, and then let's go to the healing kind of session, if you want. Or maybe you want to do it with somebody who calls in. I don't know. But
I guess we're going to let Grace handle that, huh?
Pardon me?
I said we'll let divine spiritual Grace handle that.
Heck yeah. All right, so what was it? Was there one trigger that made you embark on this path?
Yes. Yes, there was. That's the best question I've been asked. I was doing this particular kind of yoga breathing 3 hours a day for 10 years, and I was in trouble. I didn't have a living master, and I was suffering from a kundalini disease, which I don't recommend for anybody. I was suffering pretty badly. And I happened to –
Why?
We could talk about it in future.
Why?
Well, because of seeking,
trying to find God,
get away from pain. You know,
yeah,
like
I
you
would
had
like
a miserable
to talk about
life,
that.
I could tell you the same thing.
Oh, God.
You see?
Yeah,
so
I would like
we're
to talk about that in future sessions. Because, I would like to know what came from this life, your past life, et cetera. But we could do that in the future.
Yeah, we'll do it another time. But, yeah, definitely. But
yeah,
this kundalini thing, I saw the picture of the master on the wall. And my whole life changed after I saw his picture on the wall.
Wow.
And that just led me to all the years of practice and just being able to go beyond the ego. It's just a knot. It's just an illusion. And it drove me because I was suffering physically. And, I dropped all the meditations and then I just started reading the master's books. 18 months, I read 50 books. And once I was done with that, then I was ready to become his devotee. And then I was on that particular path that it just couldn't stop, you know, because when you're suffering, Elisa, you know, you want to find some way to understand what, number one, what you're suffering, and number two, how can you stop suffering? It's like pinching your
hand,
you know?
Not everybody goes there, though. Now, some people just wallow. But
they wallow. They go for the drugs. Yeah. They have problems, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you say, in past lives, I came into this lifetime, I was a yogi, and that's another story we can tell another time. But yes, so that drove me, and that's why I stayed on the path no matter what happened. Whatever job I had, whatever I was doing, I just continued on with the spiritual discipline moment by moment for 20 years.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's do this. I want two other things to happen. The transmission of that energy through the airwaves. How long will that take?
Maybe just a minute and a half.
Okay, so maybe
is that too long?
Can
we do it in 30 seconds?
No, but the
Are we going to be gone in 30 seconds?
Hey, we can't be hurried with change like this. Okay, but the lighthouse reading,
right.
do you want to do it with whoever you choose that calls in?
You know what?
I'll leave it to you.
Let's do the transmission, and then we'll do the life health reading, because whoever's supposed to call is going to call right away as soon as they feel it.
Okay. All right, so you want to do the transmission now?
If we could.
Yeah, we could, if you could. But go ahead.
Okay, so in the spiritual traditions, there's a name called Da, right? It just means a name for the giver of the spirit. So I'm just going to say that one or two times, and then I'm going to just allow the energy to just flow. And once it flows, we'll all feel it. And when we feel it, there's people that are going to be listening to it. Somebody will call, and it'll be the right person.
Okay.
Now, an interesting phenomenon occurred. Another radio show I was on a while back, people literally feel the energy out in the airwaves. I'm sure they can feel it now. It's a divine current. And this is the work that I have to do, and I'm going to be doing it until I leave the planet. So it's a humbling thing, because it's so vulnerable, and it's so filled with peace.
Oh, yeah. I felt something. I definitely felt something. So, Eric, hi, Michelle. I'm sorry. I've been thinking about you, and I didn't want you to feel ignored, but... Michelle, can we get, before we take off, can we get Eric's input about all this, please?
Yeah.
I love you,
Eric. Actually,
I love you, I love you, I love you.
He says, hi, Mom, I love you so much. And he's also, he's saying hi to you, Michael. And he said, and he says, say hi to everybody out there, too. So hi, everybody out there. He said, you're really in for a treat tonight. And I just have to say, as Luke, that was amazing. That was pretty intense. I really felt that. And Eric was it was awesome. Eric was saying that this is special today as well, because we have, he's talking about an energetic opening, this eclipse energy, or we're having a lot of shifting that's happening on the planet right now as well. So what you've done today is assisting a lot of people in shifting in their life as well.
Wow. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, and it's a lunar eclipse too, so that has to do with it. But go ahead.
Yeah. So he's just saying, he's all thumbs up, and he says, This is so cool. He's thanking you for the work that you do, and he's high-fiving you and saying, thank you, my brother. He's like,
oh,
right
wow.
on.
His brother.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother
from a different mother.
Yeah.
Brother from a different mother.
Yeah.
Hey,
you can
go ahead and yeah, go ahead.
Faith, tell about, you know, the time you spent with Eric.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Are you on?
Oh, Faith? Oh, yeah. Tell.
Yeah.
Faith, tell.
Oh, I don't know what happened to the electronics.
Yeah, who knows?
Eric's nearby.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, anyway.
Real quickly, because I do want to take, like, some calls, but go ahead. Real quickly, please.
Real quickly, on my end, real quickly, like.
Oh, whoever's in, I don't care.
Okay. Here, hold on a second. Here, real quickly. Just take this here over here and just talk to her over there. Just talk to her. Here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Hey, Faith.
Hi,
talk
how are
to
you?
Us.
Hey, how
I'm fine.
So what did you think so far about Michael doing the transmission?
Awesome. But if I want to take calls really quickly, he wanted you to share your relationship with Eric. Just super quick, like 30 seconds or less. Because
Okay, yep. Well, like you said, Elisa, I discovered you maybe 2 years ago, and I had that Kundalini awakening. And I've been able to, yes, and you and I have connected through email. But, I've connected with Eric on many occasions. He's been here in my place. And I can feel him right now. So, he's definitely here. And I love you guys and the whole Channeling Eric family. So thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.
He says he loves you too. And he says, yes, I'm right there.
he is. I feel him.
Cool. We need to get him to prank Michael too, maybe.
Yeah.
He says, game on.
Okay. We're going to take somebody. Well, we're trying to take two international calls and then another call.
Hello. Hey,
guys.
I'm going to be whispering if that's okay because everybody's asleep.
So,
super late here.
Sorry.
You're probably an international caller, so I thought I'd give you the chance to ask Eric a question. Hi there.
Okay. Hi there. Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, for Eric. Okay.
Oh, okay. So there was a confusing moment. Can you hear me?
Yes. What is your name?
Right.
And where are you calling from?
Raph. I've called before, like 2 years ago and months ago. Raph from London. Right. Okay, with your permission, I'm going to make a two-part question. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to be super quick. Right. So lately in the last couple of days, I've been feeling like I need to stop and not do anything and just be, just sit down and just be. And whenever I try to do stuff other than that, I just feel super bad, like an overwhelming feeling. And also, simultaneous times, like 13:13, 14:14, which I know is a sign for me that something is going on, and flickering lights, and just to see if there's something going on.
So, Eric, what's that about?
Yeah, he says, Raph, he goes, my dude, you are awakening. Your energy is shifting. He says,
I figured.
You're going through periods in your ascension. And he says, the most important thing to remember, and this is what's being discussed all tonight, is pay attention to how you feel. And if you feel that you need to rest, you need to tune into yourself, or bank in on the times when you are feeling clear, that you're feeling energetic, that you have things to do. But when you're resting, take a look around to it. Is there something that you need to tend to within yourself? Because there's something he's saying, a new level of self-care for you.
Mm-hmm.
Things are starting to shift.
What do you mean?
Some of the intentions that you have for what's coming forward in the next year, he said that you want to take care of any loose ends. anything that maybe you've been putting off. And he goes, this isn't like jump out and do things. But he says, now is the time to like get things in order. He says, yes, relax, take care of yourself. But there's something that is changing.
The second
he says,
part
you know what it is. You know what it is.
The second part of the question may be related to it. So basically, I'm a musician.
Yeah, what about the 13, 14? I'm sorry, go ahead. Real quickly, because I need to take other calls real quickly.
He's just saying that that's your alignment. That's your higher self. He says you can get into look up the numbers and you can look up what they mean. And, yes, they'll have some general meaning there. But if you really want to tune into what it means for you, is take a look at what you're thinking, what's going on around you before and after you see that, what you're tuning into.
Okay.
That's your higher self.
All right, just real quick, I'm a musician and I have worked on a lot of music over the time, but I never released anything. Before, 2 years ago, I called and I felt stuck right now. I'm not stuck, but I'm more or less in the same position. I'm just trying to flow with it. But 2 years ago, you told me that I was probably going to travel. You saw me traveling and taking some time to develop my style before actually putting music out there. Have the probabilities changed? Do you still see me traveling around, or do the probabilities change about it?
Eric says, that there is still travel available for you. He says the thing is that there's something happening to you energetically, and you're putting so much focus on the how and feeling like you're not doing something, like you need to do something, that you're actually pushing the energy away from yourself. So it's like you're repelling it. So he says, back off thinking about it and think about some other things. It's like, don't focus so hard on what you should be doing, because what it's doing is making you look at what you don't have. And so you're just getting back more of that. So he says, do a little shifting in your life. Plan for the fact that you are going to be traveling. Don't be looking at the signs of will I be, will I be, because that's telling your energy that you don't know yet, that you're still questioning. So start making some affirmative decisions in the intent, he says.
Okay, gotcha.
Thanks,
Rob, thank you
for calling in. And I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Later.
Okay, let's see. Here's another international caller, and then I have somebody who I want to get on. But hi there. How are you doing?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing? Thank you so much for being patient. What is your name? Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Oh. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't know you can hear me. Hi, I'm calling from Ventura County in California.
Oh, okay. It was a 111-111, so I thought Skype, so it's international. Okay, go ahead. Tell us, what's your first name?
Diane.
Diane.
Hi, Diane. Hi, I just had a question. There is a long time ago, like love I had a long, long time ago in my 20s. And I've recently been thinking about him, and I don't know if I should get in touch with him. And it's been like over 15 years now since I last talked to him. I don't know what that's about.
So what is it, Eric?
Well, that's really interesting. So Eric says, let me first ask you this. Are you going through any changes in your current life is something changing either with career or relationship? Because Eric says that you're having He says that when you go through this type of shifting, especially right now, with the energy, the way it is, everything that's within you that has any cycles, any patterns attached to it, and you're moving forward into a new cycle, a new beginning, you're going to have some of these things peter their way up into your memory. So you may have people returning in dreams. Mm-hmm. You may start thinking about people, which then attracts the energy, and then you bump into them. So it's not, he says, in your particular case, this doesn't mean that there's a long-lost love, that you've missed out on something, that there's a message that you need to know or you need to check to see if this person's okay. This is more of, there's something within that cycle. And Eric says, if you look into that relationship, the time around that relationship, there's something within that that is giving you an answer or a hint to something going on in your life right now. He said to take a little examination of that, and it's going to give you some answers to help. He's talking about it, easing your mind to help move forward feeling a little better, because he says you're holding a little bit of responsibility that's not yours.
Yes, I've been holding on to this responsibility for 20 years.
All right, I'm gonna, thank you so much. All I'm going to go on to the next call. Let's try to get one more
you.
In. And maybe,
say bye, Diane.
You bet, sweetie.
Thank you.
And maybe this will be the life health reading. Otherwise, Michael, we can have an entire show on life health readings, if you want. So here we go. We got somebody from the 254 area code, and I know it's Kimberly because she's been trying to get on. And I was just helping her out. Hello there, girl.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am trying to be the best that I can.
Talk to us. Talk to Eric. Talk to Michael.
Okay. So, I have two questions, I guess, now for Michael. Like, I struggle. Elisa knows. I've talked to her. I'm taking LVN right now, and it's been doing okay. I have multiple sclerosis and Crohn's disease, and I'm on depression and severe anxiety. And for what you do, does that take care of those types of things to make me not worry so much?
Actually, it does. The thing that happens is the body comes to a place where, yeah, the body feels some of those things, but the mind is so relaxed that the body can then just spread out, and it's not a problem, because the mind is what really complicates the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It really does. Because I know that my mind can take me to some dark places, and I just have to fight it. But I did have a question for my sweet Eric. He's such a doll. And I'm thinking he may be able to help me. I lost my wedding band about 6 days ago now at the local Walmart. Is the last time I remember having it. And I've called like twice a day, and nobody has returned it. And someone special that does know, have some abilities like this through channeling, Eric has, and I won't put them on blast or nothing, because they told me that they kind of saw that someone has picked it up and kept it. And so I thought maybe Eric could kind of lead me or tell me, is that true? Will I ever see it again? Is there a certain place I should be looking other than the store?
Kimberly, and Eric is showing there, me. Are there some cameras? Are the cameras that could pick this up? Oh, go ahead.
Well, you don't know for sure that you lost it there. Because Eric's showing me, like, mulch and some greenery. Have you been doing anything that day or around that time that would have anything to do with your garden?
Oh, goodness, yes. I was. I took the screen off of our dining room window, and I was cleaning it, and there is some mulch and some patch of grass and a little bit of gardening area right there.
Oh,
under
my God,
the
get a metal detector.
He says it's not at Walmart. He goes, don't panic. Nobody else has it. He says it's on your property.
Okay.
It's on your property. He says, go and look. He goes, if you don't see it right away, don't panic.
Don't panic.
He's checking.
Will
it's
a metal
there.
Detector pick it up? Will a metal detector pick it up?
It could.
Yeah, I wish we had one. I wish.
He's not showing me whether I feel like he's. Let me see here. It looks like the mulch. It does look like mulch, and it
mulch.
May have slipped off and dropped down. Like, I feel like I want to dangle my finger, and it kind of flicked off, and you may not have noticed. Your balance. Were you, like, paying attention to your balance or, like, holding on? Because it feels like you're concentrating on something, like, you wouldn't have really noticed.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, and I have lost some weight, and so it would do that. But in the morning times, my pans swell, so I didn't worry about it. But apparently, in the afternoon, in the heat, it shrunk and it slipped off. I didn't have the little contour thing that you can keep on it. Because my engagement ring I don't wear. It is more expensive, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved my wedding band and just a plain a white gold band with just the 11 diamonds across the top.
Try to find it. And then get back to me. And if you find it,
I will.
But right now,
thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric. And I love you. And I love you, Lisa. I love you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Oh, Michelle, you're awesome. And you guys can get in touch with her at thehealinghart.com. Check her out. As you can see, she's amazing. Michael, we didn't have time to do the life health readings, but we can have a whole thing on that later. But, go ahead and tell us how we can get in touch with you.
Sure. Our website is radiantheartlight.com.
Radiantheartlight.com. Okay.
Okay. And then that's the best way to get us, because then everything else is on there that'll link up for everything.
All right. Awesome. Well, hey, I will email you later about some stuff. But you guys out there, I love you. Shay, thank you for bringing Michael into our lives. He is very special. And Eric, I love you.
Awesome. Love you,
Michelle,
Mom.
I love
he
you.
Says.
You're awesome. And
this bye, Faith. Bye, Michael.
Week.
Bye. So nice to meet you both. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you guys.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. Get this guy going.